This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Hundreds turned out in Washington for a vigil remembering Aishinar Ezgi Aigi, the human rights activist from Seattle killed by the Israeli military last week. In an AP interview, Aigi's friend Sue Han said she would have loved the gathering.
I was looking around at everybody sharing stories about Aishinar, sharing tears and hugs, and this is exactly what she would have wanted.
Another friend, Juliette Majid, said she can't fully process what's happened.
All I know is I feel incredibly heartbroken, but to see so many people from so many aspects of her life here, how many lives she's touched, how many people cared just as much for her as she cared for them, it's beautiful to see that the community has shown up for Aishinar and that her love continues past.
Aigi was killed while demonstrating against settlements in the West Bank. Her family has demanded an independent investigation. Australian Defense Minister Richard Marles Thursday told the federal parliament senior military officers who served in Afghanistan that they would lose their distinguished medals. Service medals. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
The government hasn't said how many officers have had their military honors rescinded, but media reports say the decision affects up to 9 serving and former military commanders. The medals are mainly awarded to Australian military members, recognizing command and leadership in action. Stripping some commanders of their medals was recommended by the 2020 Brereton report, which dealt with war crimes allegedly committed during the war in Afghanistan between 2005 and 2016. It found credible evidence elite Australian soldiers had unlawfully killed 39 people during the conflict. Miles told Parliament senior officers were responsible for the actions of their units. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
This is VOA News. Vietnam's death toll has continued to climb to 197 as Super Typhoon Yagi's aftermath brings flash floods and landslides. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
People in Hanoi waded through floodwaters in the wake of Typhoon Yagi, which swept through Vietnam over the weekend. The country continues to suffer the consequences of the typhoon that hit the north with rain and gusts of wind. The flooding, unprecedented in decades, has reached the country's main city, where the Red River forced the evacuation of hundreds of people. According to Mai Van Kiam, director of the National Meteorological Forecasting Center, the river's reached its highest level since 2004. Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of the typhoon, and over 120 are missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Don Richard, a former singer for Bad Boy Records, has filed a lawsuit accusing music mogul and the label's founder, Sean Diddy Combs, of sexual assault and battery, sex trafficking, gender discrimination, and fraud, according to court documents. Sai Kirjazny reports.
The singer met Combs during her 2004 audition for Making the Band, where she claims he began showing inappropriate behavior. She was in the girl group Danity Kane and the R&B trio Diddy Dirty Money with Combs and Kalina Harper. Richard alleges in the suit that Combs groped her, was physically violent, and threatened her life while trapping her in a car. The suit also claims she saw Combs abuse his ex-girlfriend, R&B singer Cassandra Ventura, who settled a lawsuit with Combs last year over abuse and rape allegations. Combs' attorney Erica Wu said in a statement that the rapper is ready to prove Richard's claims are false in court. Richard's lawsuit came a day after a Michigan inmate won $100 million from Combs for alleged assault nearly 30 years ago.
Sai Kirjazny from Reuters. There are more people than ever before who are living in the United States but were born in another country. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
According to the U.S. Census Bureau's annual American Community Survey, 14.3% of people living in the United States in 2023 were foreign-born. The rate hasn't been this high since 1910, when it was 14.7%, driven by waves of people immigrating in search of a better life around the end of the 19th century. International migrants have become a primary driver of population growth this decade, as fewer children are being born in the U.S. Last year, international migrants accounted for more than two-thirds of the population growth in the U.S., and so far this decade, they've made up almost 75% of U.S. growth. I'm Donna Water.
For more stories, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.